الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب إلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفينا وحبيبنا على محمد وآل وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس قال أأسجد لمن خلقت طينا قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله عز وجل mentions in verse 60 of Surah Al-Isra وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. When we told you that your Lord encompasses people. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We only made the sight that we showed you, وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, and the accursed tree mentioned in the Qur'an. وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ, and we warned them, فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. But this only increases their rebellion tremendously. Allah Ta'ala firstly addresses His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, His Nabi, by saying, when we told you that your Lord encompasses people, meaning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has knowledge of all past, present and future affairs. Allah has knowledge of everything. Mazi, hal and mustaqbil. Allah knows knowledge of everything. He knows exactly what will be the destiny of every person and what trials and tribulations they may have to suffer in this world, in the dunya. Everyone goes through trials and tribulations in the dunya. We all go through challenges, sufferings. But our response to challenges should be sabr, patience, maintain our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most important thing. And reflect on our amal and deeds. That if we think by this is certain guna I'm committing, certain sins I'm committing, try to rectify. فَإِنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ. Allah mentions in the Quran Kareem, when you do tawbah and you rectify yourself, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Sometimes we do a lot of tawbah, but the problem is sometimes we don't rectify ourselves. That's the most important thing. We know we've got a certain bad habit, certain guna, certain sin that we're committing, certain things we got wrong that we didn't continuously. We do tawbah, we do istighfar, but we must change ourselves as well. Change slowly, slowly. If it's such a habit, it's like an addiction, it takes time. Slowly, 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 but and continue to seek forgiveness from Allah and continue to do other good amal and deeds. That would encourage us to get more closer to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Further on, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention that we only made the sight that we showed you and the accursed tree, meaning the mal'oon tree, mentioned in the Qur'an as a test and trials for the people. What it means? It means Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends trials and tribulations to see which of them will believe and who will reject. Those who are strong in the iman and they don't turn away, they don't doubt the commands of Allah and law and deen, they're believers, true believers. But soon as trials come, tribulations come, you've been tested, right? Someone said something else about Islam. So that's a test. I don't care what you say, Islam is deen. Islam is haq. Deen is haq. Allah is haq, Jannat is haq, Jahannam is haq. So time and time again such people come, Allahu Akbar, again with certain false statements regarding Islam and Deen, then we have to be very strong in our faith, in our belief. Although the word used here, وَمَا جَأَنَّ الرُّؤِيَ الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ, we only made the sight that we showed you. The word رُؤْيَ normally refers to a dream, khab. It also refers to something that is seen while one is awake. Sometimes you see something while you are awake. One is that you see something in your dream. The word رُؤْيَ is used for that. But sometimes also used for something while you see something while you are awake. Okay? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that in this context, the word refers to something seen in a conscious state. You are conscious, okay, you are awake, you know in your senses, you know, you can see everything around you, and you see something. Okay? And was shajaratan mal'una, the cursed tree mentioned here, as mentioned in Bukhari as well, refers to the tree called zakkum. Was shajaratan zakkum, the tree of zakkum. The entire epic of Miraj, you know, the whole incident of Miraj, has already been mentioned. And it was mentioned that many of the mushrikeen did not believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he reported the incident to them. He reported the incident that in a portion of one night, I went from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and from Masjid Al-Aqsa to the seven heavens, meet Allah Ta'ala, seen Jannah, Jahannam and everything else. The mushrikeen did not believe him. However, the believers, the sincere believers, had firm faith in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this way, the iman was tested of the people. So he's come back from Miraj, now people's iman going to be tested. Who's going to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That such a journey at that time seems impossible. So who's going to believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Those who still believed in him, okay, yes, you are right, even in that time, then they passed the test. Anybody? That's why Abu Jahl sent a few people to Abu Bakr Siddiq. You know, your friend, okay, yeah, oh, he's making another great statement. Okay, what is that? Okay, in a portion of the night, you know, he went from Haram, Makkah to Masjid Aqsa, and from there to the seven heavens. So he said, Abu Bakr Siddiq, because then they asked, is it possible? Okay, it could be possible, might not be possible. But who's saying it? Because your friend Muhammad is saying it. Okay, if Muhammad is saying it, then it is possible. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, if Muhammad is saying that it is possible, upon the truth, confirming the truth, that's why he's given the name Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Siddiq, meaning a person who confirms the truth, who confirms haq, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu always confirmed the truth and haq. Anyway, this tree that is mentioned was shajarat al-mal'una, a cursed tree called zakkum, inna shajarat al-zakkum. Now, why is it accursed? It's because the people of Jahannam, because of their extreme hunger, will eat from this tree. Although the taste of that is very unpleasant, but they've got no choice, so they're going to eat from it. Anybody? Allahu Akbar. And thereafter he mentions as well that they'll be given water to drink because they're very thirsty, but that water won't be the normal water that we have, it will be boiling water. Allahu Akbar. So even what they eat is going to be so bitter. Allahu Akbar. And what they drink is hot, boiling water, meaning azab and azab and azab and azab and azab. May Allah protect us. In the verses of Surah Safat mentioned that the roots of the zakum tree will be in the depths of Jahannam, and it will appear like the heads of a snake. That's the root of this tree. Allahu Akbar. And it's also stated that the taste of this tree is so foul, so bitter, so foul, that if one drop of it was placed in this world, it would spoil of all the man's risk, spoil everything here in the dunya. By Allahu Akbar, we are not going to be able to bear the punishment of Jahannam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explains and mentions this so that we are warned. And we take heed, we strengthen our iman, and our main goal should be Jannah. And the best way to attain Jannah is to do amal salih, do good deeds, and abstain from a life of disobedience and guna. And obviously, as human beings, we'll make mistakes, we'll do wrong. Immediately seek tawbah. Further on, Allah makes a mention. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فسجدوا إلا إبليس قال أأسجد لمن خلقت تينا. When we told the angels, do sijda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they all did sijda except for Iblis. He said, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينَ. Should I prostrate to one whom you have created from mud, from soil? Why am I going to prostrate towards him? قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيِّ. He said, are you telling me that this is the being whom you have honored above me? لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you grant me respite until the day of Qiyamah, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Then I will surely gain control of his progeny, save a few individuals. Meaning, Shaitan is saying here, you give me time until the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to lead everyone astray except for a few. You know what I mean? Allahu Akbar. His progeny referring to all the Adam and Salah's progeny right until the day of Qiyamah. I'm going to lead them astray. I'm going to lead them gumrah. You give me time. Allahu Akbar. قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم. So Allah said, go henceforth. فمن تبعك منهم, whoever of them will follow you. فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا. Then Jahannam will definitely be ample retribution for them. So therefore, what is Allah saying here? Don't follow Shaitan. Simple as that. Don't follow Shaitan. If we get bad thoughts in our minds, evil thoughts in our minds, thoughts of sinning and guna and committing a crime, immediately we should understand it's from Iblis. It's from Shaitan. We're not going to carry it out. Simple as that. If we get good thoughts in our mind to do good, to do khair, do it. Why? That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will only order us to do guna. Always remember, يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. He orders to do fahsha, behayai, besharmi. Immoral behavior, that is from Shaitan. That is from Iblis. But if we choose to accept what he has to say, even though Allah is very, very clear, he's your open enemy, then Allah is saying here, whoever follows him will also go to Jahannam as well. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Annihilate as many of them as you can with your call. وَأَجْرِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ. And attack them with your cavalry and infantry. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِيدُهُمْ. Be a partner in their wealth and children and promise them. وَمَا يَعِيدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. The promises made by Shaitan are only deceptive. Anybody? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What he mentions here, that Allah here tells Shaitan, be a partner in their wealth and children. This means that he could deceive them in earning haram income. Oh, this is nothing wrong with it, go and do it. And there is haram income. And oh, they could be spending their wealth in haram avenues, in haram things. According to other commentators, the verse means that people will be led to make their wealth halal and haram, like how the mushrikeen made certain animals halal for themselves and forbade them. So you make your own choice. Okay, this will be halal for me and this will be haram. Halanke, Allah has made it, what Allah has made halal, that is halal. What Allah has made haram, that is haram. And with regard to being a partner in their children, what does it mean? Meaning Shaitan will also be a partner in their children. What does that mean? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned that it has two interpretations. The first is that people will be induced to kill their children or to do any other haram activity with them. Either do haram activity with them or kill them. The other interpretation is that children will be named Abdul Harith, slave of Shaitan. Abdul Lat, the slave of Lat and idols. So basically even the names of idols, the slave of idols, etc. Hazrat Qatada interpreted this verse to mean that parents will be so influenced with beliefs of kufr and shirk that they will teach these things to their children. Nowadays, parents get influenced by Allahu Akbar, the culture, Allahu Akbar, the non-Islamic culture. And we celebrate all those parties with our children as well. Sell everything else. This is what is meant here as well. So you have to be very, very careful. That's why Prophet mentioned, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." He who imitates a nation, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be with them. So be very careful. Imam Mujahid says, what does it mean by the shaitan will be a partner in their children? Imam Mujahid says another one. He goes, when a man has intercourse with his wife without reciting Bismillah, shaitan joins him in the act. Okay? And therefore, shaitan then has a share in the result offspring. Basically, Allahu Akbar, then our children were not going to be saved and protected from evil and guna and sin. That's why it's very nowadays, everything goes, nothing, we don't even understand the etiquettes of anything anymore. That's why there's a great emphasis in hadith of reciting Bismillah. Because wherever Bismillah is recited, shaitan doesn't come there. We eat food, Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Why? So that shaitan doesn't partake in that meal. Before we go into the lavatory, to the washroom, to the toilet, Bismillahi Allahumma inni a'udhu bin khubay. Why? So that shaitan doesn't come with us in the shaitan. And similarly in the bedroom, recite Bismillah. So that the shaitan doesn't come there to create evil and bad and sinful thoughts. Later, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reports that Prophet once asked her, have you seen any maghribun among you? When she inquired, who are the maghribun? He replied, these are those people whose partners are the shayateen. So if a person lives a life of napaki, impurity, no bismillah in their life, no Allah in their life, no dhikr in their life, then who's going to come with them? Shaitan. Then at home, then with our children, then everything. And then we will complain that by our children are not become pious and righteous. How would it be when there's no barakah and there's no name of Allah taken in our homes? Anybody? The only time we take the name of Allah, may Allah forbid, is when someone passes away. That is it. We think deen is just when someone passes away. That's the time when we read so much Quran. That's the only time we read so much Quran. When someone passes away. We don't tasbih and ikhlas in our dua when someone passes away closely. After that, by the Torah, yeah. What is this deen? Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. Our 24/7 life should be Allah, Allah, Allah. I mean, everything do for the sake of Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. To protect ourselves from shaitan. And the constant way of protecting ourselves from shaitan is constant the recitation of Bismillah, Dhikrullah, and being in the company of those people who do Dhikrullah, meaning Allah wale, pious people, righteous people. So nearby, make sure we protect our children from shayateen. Best way to protect our children from shayateen is also make sure that they also in the company of ulama and mashaykh. Bring the ulama and buzruks to them, they make dua for them, so they'll have respect for them and have mashaykh come into our homes as well. They'll make the dua as well. That's very, very, and always constantly recite Bismillah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Otherwise it will be very, very difficult. And give ta'aleem to our children, the best ta'aleem of the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi.